With an Arizona ID card, law enforcement can respond even faster during an Amber Alert. It also protects children against identity theft. Get your child an Arizona ID card at any motor vehicle division office. Learn more at azdot.gov/childid. Sponsored by ADOT in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
A will and trust is only one step in the process. Now, what do you do with them? Papers get destroyed, combinations to safes get lost. DocumentTrunk.com provides you with a safe, proactive approach to storing and distributing your last words. Don't take chances with your family's future. DocumentTrunk.com is the only place guaranteed to be there. Visit DocumentTrunk.com today and receive a 3-month free trial when you enter KFNX at the checkout box.
Try to live in day to day like everything's all right.
And now, the Sports Games with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, and host Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Just waiting on that moment.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings Talk Show here on KFNX, 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. You can also catch us on TuneIn Radio as well as iTunes. Welcome to the Sports Kings. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. There's so much to talk about, and we need to talk to the powers that be to get more than an hour, folks. I mean, of all the weekends to talk sports, this is one hell of a weekend to be talking it, and we got 1 hour to do it. Let me go ahead and introduce my co-host, who is right across the table from me here at our Parker University studios in Dallas, Texas. Please welcome to the show, Hot Rod Johnson.
Go ahead and make this quick, man, Gene. I still don't have a nickname. That entrance still bothers me. The intro, Mean Gene.
It's not that long, first of all.
All I get is a Rod Johnson.
Now you're taking up my time.
That's bothering me. I'm just saying. I just wanted to put that out there. But okay. Good morning, Arizona. Hope everything is going well. I hope this start of this weekend, hope you guys are not sitting at home hungover. Well, you may be sitting at home hungover, but glad you can tune in and listen to us this morning.
And let me go ahead and bring on the third host of the Sports King. She joins us all the way from Los Angeles, California. Please welcome Nicole Key.
Good morning. Good morning, Arizona. Good morning, Rod and Gene.
Good morning, Nicole. And you know what, Nicole?
Hi, Nicholas.
There you go.
I've had to sit here listening.
You guys forgot about me this morning. You guys are taking a long old time introducing you guys to each other.
No, because Rod goes off on this rant he's been doing this now for a couple of years. He's had ample time to come up with a nickname. I've got some nicknames. I just can't say them on the air. He knows what they are. We can't talk about
it. Hot Rod.
Yeah, it's Hot Rod. He don't like Hot Rod for some reason. He totally ignores that.
But the intro does not say Hot Rod. The intro gives my full name, Social Security number, and fingerprints.
We can get you some life lock if that's what you're asking for. Hey, folks, I tell you what a weekend for sports, and it's not so much what's happening this weekend as what happened this week in the world of sports. I mean, guys, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about Kobe Bryant's last night in the NBA.
Wow. That's
okay. Amazing stuff there. How about the meltdown at the Masters 1 week ago? Jordan Spieth had it in his hand, led it from start to damn near finish.
You gonna say it's a meltdown?
It's not as bad as
it's a meltdown.
Seems.
It's a meltdown because it's a champion.
He tied for second.
He's a little kid.
It's a meltdown. Dude. You get to the 12th hole and you hit a turtle.
That's why it's called Dead Man's Corner.
It was Dead Man's Corner, all right.
That's the nickname.
Not only that, how about the no-no that was almost as the Dodgers take on those hated Giants? Dave Roberts pull his young starting pitcher, his first major league game. Guys, throws a no-hitter all the way to the eighth inning and come on out, son. It's raining. You got a man. You just walked the bed. I got to get you out the game. So we got to talk about that, of course. And how about to even kick off the 2016 MLB season, we got a guest. We got Dave May Jr. He is a professional scout for the Toronto Blue Jays. He's going to join us later on in the show, too. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Wait a minute.
Are we going to fit it in an hour?
We're going to fit it in an hour. And wait a minute, Nicole. How about Nicole Key, who wants to jump all over Bruce Arians and the comment he made about you mothers out there.
Oh, I'm not so much offended. I'm not so much mad about what he said. It's so much who's delivering the message.
I know you
we'll
already.
We'll get into that later.
Hey, but now he has since come out and retract some of that. Okay, so we're going to get into it. But anyway, guys, where do you want to go first with this? I mean, because, and the NFL releases the schedule.
Yep, we can go over Arizona's.
Let's go. Okay, let's start with Kobe and the Warriors. Which one's more important?
I didn't even mention Golden State, Steph Curry hitting over 400 three-pointers for the year. And congratulations.
Oh, so beating the Bulls, great season. Like went past the Bulls.
Well, you know what? Let's just start right there. They're in what, 73-9? Playoff starts tonight. Are they better than the Chicago Bulls?
You know what? That's going to take a whole show and a half.
Why do we always do that?
Because you have to. Nicole, I didn't like it at first.
It's a different game. It's a different game nowadays.
But this is, we live in a world of what have you done for me lately.
That's what you men do. You compare too much.
I wasn't comparing. I just asked a question. How was that comparing? I asked a question.
Okay.
I asked a question.
They did a phenomenal job.
And I'm not taking
that they didn't sit out and they went for the goal and they didn't decide to keep their rep. They were true champions. And honestly, they should, I mean, considering history, they should get the championships. They should do a repeat.
They should, but I was not comparing. I just asked the question. Because honestly, I just asked the question, are they better than the Chicago Bulls? I didn't say if they would beat the Chicago Bulls because they couldn't, but I would say.
Oh, so that's your answer.
No, they couldn't because they'll never play. That's what I'm saying. Neither Bulls can't beat them because they'll never play. But my thing is, are they a better team than Chicago Bulls? Here's why I have to give the most respect for the Golden State Warriors. When you think about the Bulls' record never being broken, we thought it would never be broken. But then you start seeing these players getting together like the Chris Boshes and Dwayne Wade and
the mega teams.
The mega teams. The three amigos, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that LeBron's Miami Heat team would break this record, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's coaching. Well, you would think they got the caliber players that they have, right?
They don't have a clutch player. LeBron's not a clutch player. There's no way you could beat that record without a clutch player.
But you had multiple clutch players on this team, though.
But look at the makeup of Golden State's team. I respect that because they built that team from ground up. They didn't go out and get all these big-time superstars.
Yeah.
They just actually built that team with Mark Jackson. When he was the coach. And when Mark Jackson was the coach, he built it through the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve Kerr came in. Now, I honestly believe if Steve Kerr.
He was part of that team. He was part of that Chicago Bulls team.
Yes.
So what's that say? He knows what it takes.
He knew exactly what it took to be able to do it.
I tell you what, it's props to a team because when you look at that Chicago Bulls team that won the 72 games, I mean, it was an all-around team. You had the three-headed monster at the center position.
Yeah.
You had every position that played a integral part in that championship. Of course, the point guard, the guard position. You know, got them over the hump. But you look at this Golden State team, the Golden State Warriors. I mean, they are taking the guard play to a new level. And they coach by a guard. I mean, so it's a well put together team. 73 wins. Hey, they did it. They beat Memphis to get that. And I mean, you just have to take your hats off to them. And how about Steve Kerr being part of history twice for the most part? And leading the team to that record.
You know what? I honestly believe it's not the players. I believe it's the coach. If Steve Kerr was the coach of the Miami Heat when LeBron was there, I believe they would have gone, 82-0, maybe.
Well,
I honestly think the same.
They had a 69
right. season. And I honestly believe it's coaching. And I also believe the only other team that could do this, if they really cared, was the San Antonio Spurs.
If Popovich they really could cared. Do it, but now you're saying they don't care.
No, they don't care about getting that type of record.
No,
they're more concerned.
What about the Warriors? They're a goal-oriented team, which is awesome.
No,
I mean, they set the goals.
Listen to what I'm saying. San Antonio is an older team. So them taking nights off, that's what's more important to them. They need to take those nights off in order to.
They're looking at the long haul.
Yeah, they're looking at long haul. Yeah. Golden State got those young legs. They can play for every night.
For them being so young and actually breaking that record, that says a lot about the maturity as players and professionalism.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to give it to these guys. I mean, to see, and Mark Jackson said something the other night during that game. He says, I'm going to say something stupid, guys. I'm going to say I think they should make room right now for Steph Curry in the Hall of Fame because what he is doing, what he has done. I mean, to hit these 3-pointers the way he's doing, and granted, hey, it's not over. I mean, they're getting ready to go through a series here pretty soon, 7-game series here in the playoffs, which they got to take it to a whole new level, guys.
Well, speak about 3-pointers. Like, what did Kobe do last night? Unbelievable! Like, he was doing 3-pointers like it was the thing to do. I was amazed. I'm like still shocked about that game last night.
My goodness!
He gave us a greater departure than he did an entrance. I'm just so like astonished by him. Like, I can't believe that. That was like history making. Now, if you guys could get tickets to the Warrior game or to Kobe's retirement game, which one would you have gotten?
Well, I'm a Laker fan, so I would have gone to see. Even though I'm not a Kobe fan, but I would have gone to be.
Oh yeah, I would have went to see the Lakers. I would have went to see the Lakers. No doubt.
I would have gone to see the Lakers.
No doubt. I watched the game, and I mean, it was a crazy game. And I know we're almost at the end of the segment, and just looking in the future, guys. People are already talking about, hey, Kobe could go and come back. He might get bored with retirement. I mean, I just think when you have a night like what he had, you just go out on top and that's
it. That was so awesome. Thank you, Kobe. That was great.
Yeah, thank you, Kobe. We appreciate awesome. That was awesome. It was awesome. I did not see the Golden State game because of this third and fourth quarter.
He gave us Laker fans his full, complete heart and passion throughout the whole time he played for us. I'm just like so amazed by him.
Absolutely, absolutely, guys. Hey, once again, you're listening to the Sports Kings here on KFNX, AM 1100 AM with Nicole, Hot Rod, Mean Gene. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune into the Sports Kings Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt.
Everybody's joking now.
Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top 5.
Time's up.
You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key,
back to reality,
and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
It's Spaceboy.
And Solana.
There's been a change in the space-time continuum.
Spaceboy Universe Live is now airing at 7 p.m. on Saturday nights.
And remember, it's Spaceboy's universe, and you're in it.
The Savage Nation.
Here's the thing to remember. We don't have a political system that's functional. The thing to remember is it's not a functional system. It's a monopoly. And like all monopolies, they're very difficult to break.
Monday through Friday, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Business owners and managers, don't miss this opportunity to learn money-saving information about individual and business healthcare coverage and benefits. In Business Magazine presents the new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th. 3 panels of experts will guide you toward building a healthy workplace, meeting compliance, and improving employee culture. The new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th at the Camelback Inn Resort and Spa. Register today at InBusinessMag.com. That's InBusinessMag.com.
Tune up, tune up, tune up. Your car? No, your luxury wristwatch. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. Our professional service includes cleaning, lubrication, and calibration. You save big with our special. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. Diamond Gems, 602-279-0561. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Gems Jewelry. And Diamond Gems is buying, too. Strapped for cash? Need extra money? Sell your old jewelry, luxury watches, and coins today. Call Diamond Gems Jewelry, where you get the most cash for jewelry, watches, and coins. We are buying. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. That's Diamond Gems at 602-279-0561 and get the most cash today for your watches, jewelry, and coins. 602-279-0561.
I'm Laura Ingram, and lucky you, because you are tuned into the 50,000-watt powerhouse, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Listen to me weekdays at 6 a.m.
All right, folks. All we do is win here on the Sports Kings on KFNX, 1100 AM. Mean Gene, Hot Rod Johnson, Nicole Key, and we are the Sports Kings. So we know that baseball season just started a couple of days ago, Rod. Mm-hmm. And I know your Cubs are somewhat relevant right now.
We don't talk Cubs. The jinx is real, Gene. The jinx is real.
Would you expect us to go the whole year without talking about the Cubs?
When we talked about them last week, we lost our best home run hitter in Arizona to a torn ACL for the rest of the season. I told you don't talk. And we did. What happened?
All right. Well, speaking of Arizona, we got a little treat for the Arizona listeners out there in Phoenix. So my guest here is a good friend of the Sports Kings. He was named the Blue Jays 2013 Pro Scout of the Year. He's the son of former major leaguer and 1973 All-Star Dave May Sr., and he's the brother of former major leaguer Derek May. Derek, welcome to the show. Dave, I'm sorry. Welcome to the show. You and your brother, man.
We're going to sit here right now.
I knew it was going to happen, man. Because we've had both of you guys on the show, but I apologize about that. Dave, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Well, look here. I know you are just beginning your season here with the work that you do, and I know you're out there in the Arizona area scouting, but so what's been going on with you?
Spring training is done, so at this point, we're just kind of covering our organizations and kind of get a good feel for what could happen. In either way, you want to get a good feel for the other organizations as we get closer to that trade deadline. That's where the work is being done right now. It's the work that people aren't really paying attention to until we get to that July 31st date. But that's what we're doing, trying to accumulate as much information as we can.
And that was, that's a little bit, and this is Rod Johnson, this is a little bit to my question that I wanted to ask you, because it seems like, the scouts, you guys don't travel with the major team, with the major league team, right? You're always going to other cities, visiting other teams to scout their players, correct?
Correct. Okay. There's different jobs, there's two different, areas of scouting. There's the amateur side and the professional side.
Right.
And I'm on the professional side, so what I do is I take a look at the other organizations for potential for trade. We do have advanced scouts. Advanced scouts generally look at the team that you're going to be playing a week ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
They're ahead looking at the next team. And that's the way it kind of works. You go ahead if you're an advanced scout or if you're advanced scouting. I do some of that, but right now the focus is to kind of get a feel for what, how the prospects look.
Must be nice to get paid to watch baseball. Must be nice.
Hey, Dave, so, I mean, even though you're out there scouting and you're looking for potential players, you still keep in touch with the ball club, right? I mean, you guys are getting ready for the Red Sox this weekend, and you're going to face your former pitcher, David Price. I mean, so you're still in tune with what the Blue Jays are doing, right?
I'm in tune with what they're doing. But that's going to be more on for the guy who's the advanced scout. He'll be giving them having meetings with the manager and stuff like that. I saw them in spring training and saw a couple games with them in spring training. And then you're kind of focused on our focus is always on someone else, pretty much. We don't really focus on what our guys are doing but we're focused on how we can improve our club by what other clubs have off.
Well, I go I'll go ahead and give you the credit for bringing old Troy Tulowitzki to the Blue Jays last year. Then that was a great pickup, and you know you guys had a phenomenal season last year. So
I had nothing to do with that.
See, you had a chance to take credit, Dave. I tell you, that's an honest man, folks. Folks, we are talking with Dave May Jr., a professional scout for the Toronto Blue Jays here on KFNX 1100 AM. So, Dave, so check this out. So you got a chance to see the team in spring training. You have some guys that are doing great this year. How about Josh Donaldson, the 30-year-old third baseman you got? He's off to a good start, and the always reliable, they call him Joey Bats, and that's Jose Bautista, 35 years old. I mean, you got some older guys getting it done there.
Yeah, older guys with supremely confident. I think with Bautista, I think we're seeing a guy that might be one of those people who could who can continue to produce until he's 40. He maintains his body, his work ethic is great. I think he's he studies. He's a student of the game. He's probably one of the more intelligent guys in the game. He watches every at bat, and he knows he has a good idea of what pitch sequence he sees, and it's amazing, just to hear the stories of, how he can pick up sequences really, really quickly.
Yeah, he is a hitting machine, but we can't talk about Bautista without bringing up the bat throwing episode, which it seems like everyone is in arms about. The way he celebrated after especially last year after the home run. Is it really that big of a deal for the organization, or do you guys just laugh at it?
It was one of the biggest moments. The only bigger moment was with Joe Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting the home run to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. But I think that people lost, I'm big on the letting emotion show in the moment, and what happened in that situation was it was a frustrating sequence of events, a frustrating series. And, you just saw somebody who waited his whole entire life to play in the playoffs, the first time playing in the playoffs, get an opportunity, and he stepped up and performed, and he did it.
It's almost like baseball is the only sport that you're forbidden to celebrate after you do something well, because you're looking at it as you're mocking the other, the opposing pitcher or something like that. In football, they're in everyone's face. Basketball, especially, they're in your face.
Trash talking.
But it's like in baseball, you're not supposed to celebrate. You go to the dugout and give a high five. But I'm with you 100% on that. That was very exciting. I remember watching that. And, like you said, he played his whole life for that moment. And he shined. And I would probably still be jumping up and down.
Excuse me, I was.
Hey, Dave, check this out now. So you guys gave up some big-name pitchers last year. Mark Burley, he goes away. David Price goes away. And I got to, ask, and I don't really know what you're looking for out there when you're scouting, but I'm, thinking and maybe hoping that, you're looking at some pitchers, or you're trying to bring in someone that could – take some pressure off Aaron Sanchez.
I think we're our starters have performed well, and I think that the area. I mean, Sanchez has been the guy who stepped up to be, more than we thought he was going to be. But I always thought he was at least the number two starter in the big leagues. Stroman, who pitched today. He's pretty good too. He's either a one or a two. I think we are fine as far as the starting pitching, and we've finally created some depth where we didn't have it before. I think we're a much deeper team on the pitching end. I would like to see some strength with strength in the bullpen, but that will sort itself out. But it's much easier to acquire guys who can come in and be relievers than it is to acquire starters. And I think the guys that we picked up are, Estrada had a great year last year, and he had a great start.
Mm-hmm.
And Hap, at the end of last year, is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
If you look at his numbers.
Yeah.
We're strong. We're pretty strong, I think, at least one for four in the rotation. And with our offense, when we start hitting, everybody clicks on, and that will be pretty tough for opposing teams to face.
Okay, Dave. I tell you what, man. You know we can talk baseball all night long, all morning long, all day long here, and we owe you a couple of more shows, man, because the baseball season is a long season, and I just got to, ask, what are the expectations are you for the AL East this year? I mean, you guys looking at first place, perhaps?
I think we'd be disappointed if
we were. That's what I was about to say. But honestly, looking at you guys, I know Baltimore has had this hot start, and you guys are playing a little, right at 500 ball right now, but I expect you guys to repeat. I know we talked about it in our baseball show. I expect you guys to repeat.
Yeah, all right.
Tough division, tough ball fences, hopefully
play for everyone. All right. Dave May Jr. joining the Sports Kings here on KFNX 1100 AM. We'll be right back after the break.
Coverage you can count on around the clock. News, weather, and the KFNX traffic team. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Aftershocks continue to rattle southwestern Japan after two powerful earthquakes a day apart have killed at least 32 people. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam on possible trouble ahead.
With the earthquakes that have been taking place and the subsequent aftershocks, it's really loosening up the soil on this region. And on top of that, there's been rain recently with more rain in the forecast. That means landslides are very susceptible to this particular area.
Pope Francis was on the Greek island of Lesbos today meeting with refugees who are trapped there after fleeing violence and poverty in their home countries.
God created humans to be one single family. If a brother or sister is suffering, we are all suffering too.
The Pope brought back to Rome with him 12 Syrian Muslim refugees. Almost 700 flights canceled so far at the Denver airport because of heavy snow today. United has now canceled all of its flights out of DIA until tomorrow. 9 to 16 inches of snow forecast. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For this morning, cloudy skies, cloud showers, and maybe a thunderstorm today, high 68. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy tonight, low 54. Monday, partly sunny, slightest chance for a shower, high 74. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 60 degrees.
Tune into the Sports King Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt.
Everybody's choking now.
Always Duke, North Carolina. They're always in the top five.
Time's up.
You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key,
back to reality,
and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
Hello, this is Willie Masters, host of Mormon in the House. I am not just your favorite radio host. I am also a HomeSmart realtor in the Valley of the Sun, right here in Phoenix and surrounding areas. If you want excellent customer service with foreclosures, short sales, buying or selling a home, please call me at 916-220-8524. Once again, that's 916-220-8524. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
For health and focus, doctors and medical experts share all the latest developments to help you get healthy and stay healthy. That's Health and Focus, Monday at 3 p.m.
There's only one thing guaranteed in life. You will die. Are you prepared? A will and trust is only one step in the process. Now, what do you do with them? Papers get destroyed. Combinations to safes get lost. DocumentTrunk.com provides you with a safe, proactive approach to storing and distributing your last words. Don't take chances with your family's future. DocumentTrunk.com is the only place guaranteed to be there. Visit DocumentTrunk.com today and receive a 3-month free trial when you enter KFNX at the checkout box.
You're in business-to-business sales. It's time to take it up to the next level with Advance Paper. Advance Paper, a new career with great compensation and growth potential. 480-964-6108. 480-964-6108. Advance Paper, your way up. You're in business-to-business sales. It's time to take it up to the next level with Advance Paper. Advance Paper, a new career with great compensation and growth potential. 480-964-6108. 480-964-6108. Advance Paper, your way up.
Automotive know-how brought to you by AutoRepairArizona.com.
A new year, a new time. We are now on at 4 every Monday afternoon.
Tune into Automotive Know-How with Brett and Dave. We are here to help you with your automotive needs.
And remember, we take your calls.
Mondays at 4.
Sports Kings, KFNX 1100 AM, Mean Gene, Nicole Keith, Hot Rod Johnson. Talking sports for you. Phoenix, Arizona. Those of you listening to us on TuneIn Radio and the iTunes app there, hey, welcome back. Want to thank Dave May Jr., baseball scout for the Toronto Blue Jays, for coming on and talking a little baseball here. I know that segment was very short, and good Lord, I can't believe I sat up here. Anytime we have Dave May Jr. and Derek May on the show, I'm always calling one by the other's name. All right, so...
Get it right, Gene.
Yeah, I know. He sat there and laughed at me. He said, I think you're talking to Dave, Gene. Oh, this is not Derek. And watch,
no,
when we bring Derek on, I will call him Dave. I know it. I got to be consistent.
Oh, just to make it equal?
Exactly.
You should be a referee in the NFL then.
Well, you see these guys. They look like twins anyway. So, but want to thank Dave. He's out there hanging out in the Phoenix area doing a little bit of scouting there. But, You know what?
I got to give kudos to the baseball, you know, for the whole Jackie Robinson Day yesterday. It was beautiful to see, you know, the number 42. So kudos to Major League Baseball for keeping that tradition going.
Yeah. That is remarkable. And I got my Jackie Robinson jersey, official. I'm crazy about that jersey. But anyway, hey, guys, the NFL has... Just 1 week after Rod ranting about the preseason schedule, well, they decided that they would satisfy him by releasing the full, real NFL schedule.
Thank you.
Which was released this week. And Nicole, Rod, I tell you what. Now, this is what. Now, for those of you football fanatics out there, not only in Phoenix but all over, the Sports Kings in the fall, you can catch us on Yahoo Sports Radio, where we actually host a NFL weekly countdown show. So watching the NFL this week got me kind of geeked up and ready for, you know, this fall.
It
gets you. I mean, this is April here. We getting excited about football. Never mind the NHL playoffs is getting ready to start.
Who?
We don't talk NHL, but we figure we at least tell you the damn playoffs are starting.
Yeah.
And the NBA and baseball, but here we are talking football, guys. And,
I know. They're upstaging everything again, huh, Rod? NFL likes to do that.
There's nothing going on this week, so they can do that.
Okay.
Well, they had to do it because of the Kobe and Curry thing, so now they're just trying to upstage.
True. You do have a point. Thank you for pointing that out, Nicholas.
Ah, but wait a minute, though. I mean, because we're going to talk about Jeff Fisher and what's going on with the Rams and the Titans. And Jeff Fisher stated that the reason why they didn't announce this, the Los Angeles Rams now have the number one pick, the Tennessee Titans. Traded that pick to the Rams, mm-hmm. but they did this the day of the Kobe's last game. They decided to hold that information the next day. Jeff Fisher said that. Exactly. So they did not try to upstage. But anyway, let's talk about this 2000.
That's gonna upstage him anyway, though.
Well, I mean, Jeff Fisher's an L.A. guy, okay? You know, and he probably was at that game.
No one can upstage Kobe
but
in L.A.
But I bet you he got fined by Roger Goodell.
he probably did. Somehow we'll find that out, months later. Okay, how about this 2016 NFL schedule? It all kicks off with a first-time ever rematch of last year's Super Bowl participants. It will be the Denver Broncos.
Rematch? Peyton's not in it.
Well, they're still the Denver Broncos. Peyton's gone. The Broncos are still the Super Bowl champions, regardless of Peyton.
He didn't take his championship home with him.
He didn't take it home with him, no. But the Denver Broncos will host the Carolina Panthers to kick off the season. A rematch, if I've never seen one, a rematch.
Yeah, I'm not that excited about it.
You're not? I mean, you know, you're looking at, we don't know who the quarterback for Denver will be. That defense will still be on point.
Patches.
Oh, I hope not.
You just took all the air out of this show, Nicole. If Sanchez is there.
We call him butt fumble on this show. Never call him Mark Sanchez ever again, Nicole, on this show. It's butt fumble. Everybody knows him by butt fumble.
Hey, he's an LA guy. Leave him alone.
And so you're looking at Carolina going to Denver. Revenge on their mind. Can they do it? With that defense.
Oh, yeah, they'll do it.
That defense.
Okay, I'm going to probably come out there. And here's why this game will lose.
They're going to do it. But I'm not excited about it. But I know it's going
to
happen.
Should we go back to Vegas, guys? Should we go back to Vegas and watch this game all over again? For the
different player. Shush. Quiet. Let's not relive that.
I tell you what, though. Kobe. See, you guys got, I got Kobe on my mind here. Cam Newton will probably come out there and beat the brakes off the Broncos because it's going to be so irrelevant. I mean, regardless of who's the quarterback, it's not going to be anybody that's going to beat the Panthers during that game. I mean, there's going to be a rematch for the Panthers. That's what I would say. But how about this? That's not even the game. The game is the Sunday night game that kicks off in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
that is going to be the game. Brady versus Palmer.
Brady versus Palmer. That's going to be a real good game.
That's going to be a good game.
It will be.
I'll watch that one.
Arizona.
Okay, I'll watch that one.
Arizona opens their season with, they're at home with New England. Then they're at home against Tampa Bay. Then they go to Buffalo, and then they're at home with the Rams. So their first four games, they easily could go 3-1, 4-0, and continue their winning ways. So you never know.
But it's so
the
funny.
The Raiders bump the Saints.
It's what? The Raiders?
The Raiders, yep.
Well, I tell you what. We get excited about this because, number one, it's all on paper. I mean, there's so much before, you know, football season. We got the draft coming up here. You got you got the OTAs and stuff.
You
got more trades coming up. And I mean, so it all looks good. But I mean, what I think the reason why
we get
excited because we know that the big key players are going to be there, and that's why these matches. We know Brady's going to be there, and we know Palmer's going to be there.
Palmer. We know Larry Fitzgerald is going to be there.
So and we do know. You know something we don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Jets. I'm thinking about the Jets. I'm sorry.
No, okay. Well, yeah,
Speaking of the Jets.
How about this? Week 6, Todd Bowles
returns
to the scene of the crime, I like to say.
He brings his New York Jets, October 17th, a Monday night game to Arizona as the Jets take on the Arizona Cardinals. That will be a real good game.
That is going to be a good game.
But you know what? The kicker is that that division, so the Arizona Cardinals get to go to Los Angeles, Nicole, where you are, to take on the Los Angeles Rams. And let's go ahead and just kind of get into the Rams a little bit. Wait a minute. Before we get into the Rams, let's not get away from the Cardinals. How about Bruce Arians coming out and making a statement that sort of got people a little bit upset? Nicole, I know you posted a blog there. By the way, folks, you want to see Nicole. She's talking about this very subject we're about to get into, Bruce Arians and his comment about the game of football and how moms don't understand. So,
well, it's not so much that moms don't understand. He was saying that moms need to get the message and stop attacking his sport or their sport. And first off, a lot of moms are now raising their kids on their own. So they actually need the sport for their kids to keep them active and out of drugs and games and all that. So we're allies of his other than his opponent. So that's like, that's hogwash, as you could say, that he shouldn't even be saying that. But the fact that what he's saying, like some of the statements that he said, saying about tackling and whatnot, head injuries are caused by whiplash. Doesn't even matter if his head's in the game. If he gets knocked over and banged his head on the floor, that causes head injuries.
I'm going to tell you a couple of things. And for our listeners out there who perhaps don't really know what sparked all of this, okay, I'm just going to read a little bit of what he actually did say, okay? He came out and said, and this was at a high school football coach's clinic at the in Phoenix, and he just simply said, hey, this is our sport. It's being attacked. We have to stop it at the grassroots. It's the best game that's ever been invented, and we have to make sure that moms get the message, because that's who's afraid of our game right now. It's not dads. It's moms. So that right there was what got Bruce Arians, and since then he has come out.
He retracted it. He kind of reworded it.
Yes, he did. But, I mean, what I can say in this guy's defense is that he's passionate. I mean, this is one of my favorite coaches in the NFL. This guy is very passionate about the game, and I don't think he knew his audience.
Honestly, his love for the game, passion, is that old-school blue-collar love. Like, you get out there, out there, your leg's broken. Like, I was a gymnast, and our tricks were hard. We could possibly die on a flip. I get the dangers of sports, but when your coach is putting your like, son in danger, it's a different. It gets very touchy, especially now with the head injuries. Now, the old-school way is go out there no matter what. Don't drink water. You're weak. But now they're trying to say that we have to be more lenient as far as all the injuries, because of all the injuries and all that, and the rules change. And so he's putting players – look what he did to his players, Ward Hines.
Hines Ward.
Yeah, he knew his knee was messed up, but he put him out there as a decoy. And then the quarterback, the Steelers quarterback, Ben, his shoulder was blown out. He knew those. He said the only two players on the field that were healthy were only two players on that field. So knowing his players were injured, he put them out there. So you think as a mother I'm going to trust what he says?
Well, but you know what, though? He's not the only coach that's ever done that. If you look at Mike Shanahan, what he did with Terrell Davis.
Every coach has done that.
He is the coach delivering this message.
That's true. I tell you what, we're gonna pick this up on the other side of the break here, guys. So you're listening to the Sports Kings on KFNX 1100 AM. Mean Gene, Nicole Key, Hot Rod. We'll be right back.
Tune into the Sports Kings Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
You don't get that title, all-time leading rusher, by being hurt.
Everybody's choking now.
Always Duke, North Carolina, they're always in the top five. You can always find us on the web, sportskings.net.
Catch up on everything in the world of professional sports with Rod Johnson, Nicole Key,
back to reality,
and Mean Gene the Sports Machine, Saturday at 7 a.m.
I used to listen to talk radio and complain, I can do better than that, and I was right. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm Bob Fishman, and I co-produce and co-host two shows along with Kathy Droz. If you've got a business or an organization and are passionate to get your message out, call me at 480-570-8233 at Matchmaker Productions. Let's talk about you doing a radio show as an effective and affordable way to achieve your goals. Call me, Bob Fishman, 480-570-8233.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Tune up, tune up, tune up. Your car? No, your luxury wristwatch. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Jim's Jewelry. Our professional service includes cleaning, lubrication, and calibration. You save big with our special. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. Diamond Jim's, 602-279-0561. It's time to tune up your watch at Diamond Jim's Jewelry. And Diamond Jim's is buying, too. Strapped for cash? Need extra money? Sell your old jewelry, luxury watches, and coins today. Call Diamond Jim's Jewelry, where you get the most cash for jewelry, watches, and coins. We are buying. Call 602-279-0561 for your nearest location. That's Diamond Jim's at 602-279-0561, and get the most cash today for your watches, jewelry, and coins. 602-279-0561.
Tired of expensive weight loss programs? Don't spend hundreds per week. Summit Medical Weight Loss Clinic is the home of the $28 per week weight loss plan. Get your medical consultation, appetite suppressant, B12 shot, and supplements to curb cravings and boost your metabolism, all for only $28 a week. No contracts, no startup fees, just pay as you go. Get your first week free. Call 480-306-4410, the home of the $28 per week weight loss plan. Mention KFNX and get your first week free, 480-306-4410.
Learn how to trade stocks like the pros with Ken Beckrich, host of The Right Side of the Trade, every Wednesday at 3 p.m.
No gimmicks or fancy software, just sound principles of market timing. The right side of the trade, Tuesday at noon.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Currently ranked in the top 10 by Ranking Arizona. Listen to us worldwide at 1100KFNX.com. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
All right, folks, that's all we do is win here on the Sports Kings. You might want to check us out here on Twitter. That's Mean Gene at Sports Kings. You can catch Rod, YSK Rod. Nicole, you don't have a Twitter account. We have to set you up with one.
I should get one.
Okay,
I can barely keep control of my Facebook.
Well, yeah, but you have a large following there. That's pretty interesting. So
I know. I pay attention to all of them. So it takes a lot of attention.
We want to make sure our listeners also, they can go to our website, sportskings.net, and this is where you could actually see the response to Bruce Arians' comments. Nicole Key has a video blog that you guys might want to check out, sportskings.net. Make sure check out the blog.
Too.
So, Nicole, what I was saying here before the break was that, okay, I know Bruce Arians, all of these coaches will use their players. I think the NFL is trying their best to get people on the sideline. There's a concussion protocol. Some of the problem is that teams just don't follow their own protocol. So you can't really blame the NFL if coaches and players are not following the protocol, because guys want to get out there. They want to play. They want to play. It's a big game. They want to do what they need to do. Terrell Davis, when the Broncos won that Super Bowl a while back, had a migraine headache. Didn't want to go out there and play.
Oh, please, boo-hoo migraine.
They told him, listen. They told him that, no, we just need you out there. We're not even going to give you the ball. And, I mean, it was a strategy that actually ended up helping the Broncos win a Super Bowl. But, I mean.
What Eric is trying to say is about the high school or kid level. What he's saying that he wants to teach them the fundamentals, like how to properly hit and whatnot. He's saying that people, when they get to the NFL, like his recent draft picks, didn't even know what a huddle was. They've never been in a huddle. Do you honestly believe that none of those people that were drafted in the NFL know what a huddle is? They had to be in the huddle at least once or twice, at least in Pop Warner.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's trying to catch it at the level where parents are concerned, which is the high school, the Pop Warner. So,
but are those coaches even qualified to be coaching? Like, they're not professionally trained.
Well, I mean, then those coaches and those organizations and parents need to put money behind that and get those guys the training they need. I mean, I know we're going to probably end up talking about this later on in the year. I mean, certainly before the football season
starts. Let our listeners go ahead and find my blog, and I have the links to confirm what I'm saying about the facts that I'm saying, unlike Arias, but he doesn't have nothing to back what he's saying against CTE. He needs more proof in order for us mothers to believe him.
Well, I'll tell you what, so folks, make sure you go to sportskings.net and check out the rest of that piece, Nicole's response to Bruce Arians.
Let me breathe.
All right, guys, the NBA is here. The well, you know what? Before we even get to the NBA, the NBA playoffs. I'm sorry, Masters.
Oh yeah, Masters.
The Masters. We need to congratulate somebody. I mean, we sort of beat down Jordan Spieth, but I apologize for not congratulating the winner,
Danny Willett.
I know. How can we overshadow him with the losers?
And you know, the funny part is always a story with the Masters. Basically, you're at the Masters, but he was not going to play. His wife was actually due to deliver the baby on Master Sunday.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah, and the baby came early. So he decided to go ahead and play, and look what it did. He's now $1.8 million richer.
Wow.
And, you know, and he has a healthy baby.
How about that?
Wife is doing fine. Congratulations on that.
He's living high right now.
Yeah,
he's
and definitely congratulations on the Masters.
Yeah.
You know, I look at it, he played a great game. He was 5-under for the entire. You know, match, and he played a great Sunday.
He stayed close enough.
We're not going to say. I mean, Jordan Spieth, he finished -2, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the disaster he had on 12, 13,
wouldn't
14
have happened later.
Wouldn't have happened later.
Right.
Or we're not saying that he could have bogeyed here or bogeyed there.
Right.
I mean, look at Jordan Spieth. I'm not going to take anything away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the lead of the Masters since he turned 21 years old.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know, all last year and going into this year. So year before last, he tied for second.
Mm-hmm.
This year, last year, he won. This year, he tied for second.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't win, but still.
His name is up there.
His resume is still beautiful.
And he is part, and people want to watch him now. Now that you don't see much of Phil and Tiger in the game, you have new names. Mm-hmm. McElroy.
Oh, Phil was
Spieth.
There. Phil was there.
Yeah, Phil was there. He got tickets. He got tickets to the Masters. No, he actually played in it. But, I mean, Ricky Fowler didn't make the cut. I was so disappointed. But anyway, congratulations to the Masters champion. So, how about this? Somebody's trying to be the champion here for the next couple of – I mean, we're talking almost, what, 2.5 months of NBA playoff basketball. It's just – the real season is just starting. And how about it? So we're going to look at some of these matchups here, guys. Over in the Eastern Conference, these are your matchups. You got the Cleveland Cavaliers taking the Detroit line. Pistons. And we're talking baseball. We're just talking about football. Every subject today. We've got baseball, football, hockey, golf. So it's the LeBron against Stan Van Gundy's team, the Detroit Pistons. You have the Toronto Raptors taking on the Indiana Pacers. That's a 2-7 matchup. And you also have the Miami Heat, the number 3 seed, taking the Charlotte Hornets, the number 6 seed. So speaking of Charlotte Hornets, guys, our buddy and your friend, Nicole, Dustin Pfeiffer, he's going to join us next week to talk about the NBA playoffs. He's also writing blogs for the Sports Kings on our sportskings.net website. He's covering the Charlotte Hornets out there. And then how about the last matchup, the Atlanta Hawks at the...
You wanted to say Atlanta Falcons, didn't you?
I sure did.
Let me do this, dude.
Especially when I'm sitting up here looking at a damn bird, right? So it's the Atlanta Hawks at the Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics. And I can go ahead and tell you right now, me and Gene, Cleveland Cavaliers will win that series 4-0. Toronto will win that series 4-0. Miami and Charlotte will go 5 games with Miami coming out. And then you're looking at Atlanta and Boston. That series is the only series that's going to go 6, and I'm going with the Boston Celtics. That team defense that they have will be remarkable. I'm going with the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, especially after the last couple of games, the last game of the season. I mean, the Miami Heat's up 26 points.
Yes.
They blow a 26-point lead. Boston wins. But, Miami still got the 3 seed because
I really don't think they, it was at that point of the year where the game really didn't matter.
It didn't matter because they knew they already had the 3 seed based on what had already happened. So how about quickly looking over at the West, Nicole? We got the Golden State Warriors, the hottest team there, 73-9.
73.
Finished that season against the Houston Rockets. Now, the Sports Kings
are winning 3.
No, they got to win 4. Oh, they got to play at least 4 games, best of 7. Then we got the San Antonio Spurs, the 2 seed, taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, the 3 seed, will take on the Dallas Mavericks right here in Dallas. And then
starting tonight at 8:30.
That's going to be a pretty good series. And then, Nicole, we have the Los Angeles Clippers and the Portland Trail Blazers. That's the 4 seed and the 5 seed. Nicole, anything sticks out there in this Portland versus Los Angeles Clippers series? Okay, Nicole, I think we probably lost Nicole there, so she's not there. But, Rod, anything stands out there in that series?
I'm sorry. Which one, the Portland?
Yeah, Portland and the Los Angeles.
Nothing really stands out. I mean, you're looking at Damian Lillard, the way he's playing and the way that Portland is playing as a team, but I just don't see them with the healthy Blake Griffin coming back. I just do not see them getting, losing to Portland. I don't see Portland pulling this one out. So on this one, I think the Clippers will be one of the best seasons best series in the West. But I do see the Clippers winning in 5. I see Oklahoma City sweeping the Dallas Mavericks. You're looking at this kid has
sweeping them.
Yes.
I mean, the Mavericks did well to get that 6th seed. I mean,
but Oklahoma City, Durant, Westbrook. The only reason that I don't think that Westbrook would take him too far because I still don't trust him as a point guard.
Swept him in the regular season, so you're talking about 4 more games, huh?
That's it.
You imagine getting beat by a team 8 games? I think the Mavericks are going to win a game. Okay. I don't think this is going to be a sweep. I'll say that the Oklahoma City Thunder win in 6.
Ooh,
I think the Mavericks
really?
Might even get – I mean, they shouldn't let this series go 6 games. But come on. I just think the Mavericks are a little bit better than that.
Okay.
I would give it. Now, here's the
San
series,
Antonio,
though.
Memphis.
You know what? Now this is where San Antonio will sweep this because Memphis was lucky to get to where they are right now. I mean, they basically have a team without Mark Gasol and their guard, Mike Conley. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't see how they're going to be able to put this off. I think they get swept. This won't be the first time. I was there a few years ago when this matchup happened, and the Spurs swept them in Memphis.
Right.
Looked like it probably could happen
it's
again.
It's going to happen again. Then Golden State, of course, will sweep Houston.
You know what? I want to say that if, I mean, come on, James Harden is good for one win. James Harden and Dwight Howard, if they get it together, they got to be good for one win in Houston.
No.
Hell, right, I want to go to one game. They got to win. They can't get swept.
Yeah, you can go to one game.
The one that they're going to get swept at, probably.
You can go, let's see.
They got to win. I mean, they got to win, though.
I'm going to tell you which game you can
I mean,
go
if you
to.
Look at every, look here.
You go game three next Thursday. Next Thursday, you can go to game three.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we got more NBA playoffs, which will be taking place over the next few weeks. So we'll come back. We lost Nicole. Nicole hopes everything okay. We'll check in with you. Hot Rod, Mean Gene, Nicole Key. We are the Sports Kings. Hope you enjoyed the show. Once again, thanks, Dave May Jr. for joining us. We'll see you back here, same station, same time next week. KFNX, 1100 AM.
Hi, this is Mike Colvin, host of The Valley Insider and owner of Dimension 5 Productions. I'm here today to inform you that for the month of April, Dimension 5 Productions is running a special. In an effort to get our name out there, we will be taking up to 50% off our services. You can get a great custom animation as low as $750. You can get a great explainer video for your products and services as low as $1,250. Well, you get the idea, so hurry to d5prod.com. This offer is only good for a limited time. That's d5prod.com.
Business owners and managers, don't miss this opportunity to learn money-saving information about individual and business healthcare coverage and benefits. In Business Magazine presents the new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th. Three panels of experts will guide you toward building a healthy workplace, meeting compliance, and improving employee culture. The new Healthcare Luncheon and Expo Wednesday, April 27th at the Camelback Inn Resort and Spa. Register today at InBusinessMag.com. That's InBusinessMag.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio.